Blog Talk Radio.
I voted for him. I really didn't endorse him. I
I couldn't vote for Foley. I was a complete and utter a complete idiot, and then a Republican, and then you had this guy. I mean, my God, you know, and it's frightening. But what nobody really expected him to do what he did, which is massacre the public employees in the state, I don't know, just for political favor, you know. The guy is a political opportunist. That's all he is, you know. I'll tell you the truth right now. One guy that disappointed the living hell out of me was Jerry Brown out in California endorsing Hillary. That was one hell of a slap in the face to honest union people. You know, sorry, ask me. I know they have endorsed the Hillary, but I don't think the rank and filed it. And you know, Trumka didn't with the AFL-CIO, but. You know, nevertheless, aside from us, put that aside, the problem here now is that this SOB who's in charge as governor of our state in Connecticut, you know, and his Democratic cohorts, okay, in the House and the Senate, you know, have gutted all almost all these human services. Okay, all these needed services, the DCF, the Justice Department, even the corrections officers, and countless. I mean, there's over 2,000 or 3,000 jobs that were gutted out of the state, this year, and it's absolutely apoplectic. So please join Sal, and I'm sure Larry will be there. Our friend Larry Dorman, and you know. Down there at tomorrow at June 2nd. Okay, rally begins at 5 p.m. ahead of Connecticut Democratic Progress Dinner. Unfortunately, I would be there, but unfortunately, I have to be out of state tomorrow, and I won't be back in time to make that. But I want to thank everybody, and I hope everybody will who in Connecticut who may be listening, please attend this. But note that. You know, the public unions are in big trouble, and that's why we continue to do this program every Wednesday night to help support those people and to make people understand what the hell is actually going on out there, you know, in union land, you know, especially with public unions. It's an amazing thing, very frightening. But let me go on. I wanted to, our friend Larry, usually sends every week he sends me the update on because he writes the actual Council for Media Center and Council for website. It's council4.org, and he says Labor doubles down with plan to protest Democrats' progress dinner. I just read about that last night. Right now. The Verizon strike is to end as both sides claim victories on key points. Interesting. This was the one that Bernie Sanders got involved with. Verizon reaches a series of tentative agreements with unions representing nearly 40,000 striking workers over the holiday weekend, retreating on some of the major points of contention, including pension cuts and greater flexibility to outsource work. Verizon unions agree to pay raises new jobs and to end strike. And then Verizon strike, they depress U.S. jobs report, data records show. And even after minimum wage hikes, workers could still be getting robbed. That's what we'll be talking about tonight. Equal pay for equal play, the case for the women's soccer team, and the federal insurance fund protecting millions of pensions is running out of cash. Amazing. Pew report, Connecticut deep in debt, even considering its high income. As special session is Thursday, but vote on second chance bill is uncertain. Donald Trump, Chris Christie, the twin villains of Atlantic City. How Hillary loses, I'm surprised. It's a terrifying moment for Democrats. Hillary's Clinton's double-digit lead in Democrat and national polls has evaporated, and panic is beginning to set in. Interesting. Malloy's new budgeting system is hurting children and families. I'm going to read all of these, but I thank Larry for putting this out. It took him courage to put this out there, and how Hillary learned it loses. He has been a loyal union man and the public relations, but he mentioned this and how Hillary loses, and they remember ASME endorsed Hillary, but Hillary is her own worst enemy. I mean, she's like, my God, This from Political Magazine. It's a terrifying moment for Democrats. Hillary Clinton's double-digit lead in national polls has evaporated, and panic is beginning to set in. Polls now show Donald Trump ahead of Clinton, or at worst, only a few points behind. And during the insanity of the Republican primary, it was easy for them to believe that Trump could never be president. That, in a general election, mainstream voters could regard him as an absurdity. But Clinton remains a shaky candidate with historically high negatives and an email scandal that keeps getting worse, and a stubborn primary opponent whose supporters may yet become a midsummer nightmare in Philadelphia. And meanwhile, the Republicans, seemingly in all-out civil war just weeks ago, have quickly fallen in line, and Democrats are resigning themselves to a tough, ugly, painful, and expensive street fight. The numbers offer some reassurance for Democrats, but also some bad news. The reassurance is that the recent polls probably don't mean much. Trump's current surge is likely driven by Republican voters coalescing around the nominee, and Clinton will almost certainly get a similar bump when Bernie Sanders lets go and the Democratic voters return to the poll. Most pundits believe 2016 is still Clinton's race. I think they're full of crap and they should go to hell, because I think Bernie is going to win this thing in the biggest way. Politico, by the way, is a troll. They always have been. They're a Hillary troll. A Democratic outlet, so you can't really believe too much Politico says. That Hill either, and any of these crazy, liberal magazines. They're not liberal. They're just simply midstream Hillary loving, hopeless, establishment control morons. And that's how they make their money, Politico. That's how they're promoted. That's how they make it. They have a couple of major backers like Soros or whoever else is pushing the political button. All right, and they're writing what they want to write. Clinton's wonderful. Crown her. Make her queen. Get out of here, folks. Just get out. If Clinton pushes away for her political supporters, fails to energize others to vote, and fires up Trump, Trump's base by pandering to her own, well, she just might be able to make the numbers work out for him. If he does pull off the election of the century, Trump's path to 70 electoral votes will begin with 165 practically in the bank from 21 solid red states generally considered sure things for Republican nominees. And here's how Clinton could push more and enough additional states into Trump's side of the ledger, Florida, Ohio, and so on all the way down the line, by one mistake at a time. The Hispanic enthusiasm for taking advantage, taking Hispanic enthusiasm for granted, okay, she doesn't have Hispanics, so they don't give a damn about her. Alienate the young, okay? Yeah, this is brilliant of her to do that, man. Why does he alienate every young voter in the country? Let establishment Republicans find another place to go. It doesn't make any sense. The key to a Clinton landslide is turning red voters blue. And once it became clear that conservatives did not have the guts to put forward a never Trump protest campaign candidate, Republicans for Hillary was beginning to get a bit of a ring to it. But here's another possibility. A plausible moderate right candidate could emerge as a genuine alternative. I don't think so. I seldom promote or read the Politico.
for a lot of reasons. Now, I think that most of their articles are crap. But, you know, other reasons that I cite over the years is Hillary trolls are everywhere. You know, they're just everywhere. And you can't trust them anywhere. Facebook, I don't care where they are. You know, they're there. Wow, are they there. And, you know, it's just something that we have to, unfortunately, have to live with. Jeez, yeah. Terrible. I don't know, folks. I don't know. Well, Bernie Sanders made fun of Time magazine, thanks to my friend Shah Israel Isaacson. I always call him Citizen Isaacson. We go back many years. But Time magazine shows Bernie Sanders. How far will he go? People for Bernie Sanders. Good for him. Cover of Time magazine for this month. I don't know. Oh, my God. Oh, no. That's wicked, Rob. That is wicked. Oh, man. I'm surprised this Facebook didn't take that one down from you. Oh, no. Oh, that's horrible. That is incredible. I'm not sure. Wow, that is really some kind of, I don't dare share it. Hey, Rob Sussman, man. You just came up with one hell of a cartoon. One hell of a Hillary cartoon. Wow. Whoa. It's extremely X-rated. But, Rob, I got to tell you, it's the best I've ever seen. I don't dare share it. I think I'll get shot down. But anyway, bottom line, if you want food stamps, you're going to have to be sterilized. Pierce summarized his proposition, of course. There's only another aspect to this. Here's an asshole from Arizona, Republican there from Arizona, suggests sterilizing women as a condition for receiving food stamps. What kind of an asshole? What kind of idiots? Beyond the statement, beyond all idiots, are fucking Republicans, Arizona Republicans. Holy crap. Arizona Republicans suggest sterilizing women as a condition for receiving food stamps. Can you imagine that? This moron. This came out from News Slow. I don't know where the hell that is from. Rob gets all kinds of interesting stuff. I don't know where he gets it from. But anyway, the far-right former lawmaker who helped push Arizona's paper please immigration law has resigned as a top official with the state GOP after making comments about sterilizing poor women. The state Democratic Party recently highlighted comments made by Russell Pierce, a former state senator, on his radio show. Discussing the state's public assistance program, Pierce declared, "You put me in charge of Medicaid, and the first thing I do is get Norplant, birth control implants, or tubular ligations. Then we'll test recipients for drugs and alcohol, and if you want to reproduce or use drugs or alcohol, then get a job." Jesus. What a piece of shit this guy is. He got kicked off, thank God. But anyway, several days later, commenting on a statement which caused widespread public outrage, Pierce stuck by his position, saying he didn't understand what all the fuss was about, adding, "I was holding back pretty hard when I said that I did ask to elaborate to see how far he would go." The former lawmaker argued, "Finding employment is a condition for having children. Using alcohol and drugs is not even half of it. But right now, our biggest problem are food stamps, and that's the part of the story nobody seems to want to deal with. A lot of lazy people seem to have mistaken the government for a charity. That's not how things were meant to work," Pierce said. "And food stamps are draining the budget faster than it takes a drunkard to kill a bottle of whiskey. And this is not the case with Arizona alone. This is also a nationwide. We need to put this under control or else we'll be looking at bankruptcy. And everybody is making jokes about it instead of trying to find a solution. Well, I have. Yeah, right, man. Oh, my God. So, anyway, he's saying nothing that, you know, people can't make a living wage, okay? They're working two jobs and still not even, they still have to get food stamps, okay? You know, elderly, sick, disabled, veterans, my God, they're food stamps. They're not starving. They just can't get jobs. They can't make enough money to live. And this son of a bitch, okay, this asshole from living hell, from Arizona, all right, Republican, of course, you know, wants to destroy these people, you know, treat them like crap, you know, and it's like, maybe the guys like this deserve death. They just deserve to die. Croak, die, just go away and die. You know what I mean? Go oh hell away. And you know, they must be so selfish, so mean, so cruel, so dehumanized that you know, they're freaking zombies. These people are zombies. They're not alive. They're not fit to live. They're not fit to have eyes and ears and nose. These people should grovel in on the ground. I mean, you know, on all fours. Not even all fours. They're snakes. They're vermin. They're you know, crocodiles and shit. You know, these people are sick bastards. These fucking Republicans. All right, and may they all go to straight to hell. Okay, and this guy. Okay. Yeah, beyond anybody else, Russell Pierce, former state senator, okay, says, you know, everybody should be sterilized. We don't need any more lazy people, he says. So it's actually a good thing you have to be sterilized. Look, think of it in terms of being able to have all the unprotected sex you want without having to worry about pregnancy ever again. I'm telling you, it will be a hoot, he concluded. I mean, the guy is a sick son of a bee. Yeah. Just like Hillary, just like Trump, just like all of them. They're all freaking idiots. Beyond belief. Beyond anybody's belief. Here's a genius. Here's a real genius. Sometimes I get beyond all. George Mason, U. Dot, professor, says patriots are more dangerous than foreign terrorists. Wow. Unbelievable. How are patriots more dangerous than foreign terrorists? You know? Pretty damn sad. I'm trying to get this. This site is so monetized. My Christ, it's ridiculous. Conservative Fireline or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Jesus. This is terrible. Sorry, folks. I don't know if I even want to read this. It's so stupid. Oh, here we go. White Americans are the biggest terror threat in the United States. Who the hell writes this kind of crap? You know? Who writes this crap? Mint Press News. Huh. All right, guys. I know you sent it to me. I'll read it, but only because it's a bunch of assholes. White Americans. Jesus. White Americans are the biggest terror threat in the United States, according to a study by the New American Foundation. Oh, I'm sure they're a wonderful group of Zionists and, you know, crazy bastards. Okay, and the Washington-based research organization did a review of terror attacks on U.S. soil since September 11th and found that 2001 and found that most of them were carried out by radical anti-government groups or white supremacists. Well, you know, a lot of people got pissed off at 9/11, and they got pissed off at the government because a lot of people still believe 9/11 was an inside job. Okay, and almost twice as many people have died in attacks by right-wing groups in America and have died in attacks by Muslim extremists. Of the 26 since 9/11 that the group defined as terror, 19 were carried out by non-Muslims. Yet there are no white Americans languishing inside the prison camp in Guantanamo, and there are no drones but dropping bombs. Well, you know, this guy may have an issue here, but quite frankly, he's an a-hole, and we don't bother with him. We really don't. We really don't. Some crazy stuff going on, folks. I know this is not union night issues and stuff, but, you know, this is around everywhere, and I read about it today, and I was really quite shocked, all right, when I heard about this. Bronx cabbie Mamadou Diallo was looking for a parking spot outside his building when he got a call from his wife and filled him with shock and fury. She said a stranger had just tried to rape her in their apartment and was still upstairs. Diallo grabbed the tire iron and did what most husbands in the same situation would do. He rushed to his wife, Saeed, and then bludgeoned the pervert. The attack killed career criminal Earl Nash. Oh, gee, isn't that a horrible thing? And 43, and left Diallo facing assaults and weapon charges Tuesday. He threatened my wife, Diallo explained, as he was led out of the 42nd Precinct Station house in handcuffs. He threatened my wife, he said again. And Nash first knocked on Diallo's apartment door in Claremont Village, I-15, and the livery cabbie's wife, Nigel, who was home with a female cousin, assumed it was only her 16-year-old son. When she saw it was a stranger, she went to shut the door, and the guy pushed in the door and then punched her. Yeah, said Mamadou's brother, who was 52. I don't want money. I'm going to rape you, Nash told her, and according to an account Nigel gave to DNA Info. Imagine that. Nash slugged her in the face several times before ripping off her clothes and tossing her to the floor, police sources said. Well, please, anything you want, I give you, Nigel remembered saying, while being pummeled by Nash. And he even hit her with a chair. He broke all of my clothes. I had no clothes at the time, Nigel explained. I was very dizzy at the time. Nigel's cousin, it goes on and on. The guy tried to rape her, you know. And the other guy came back and killed the son of a bitch. I don't blame him. Why not? I mean, what the hell, you know? The guy's a worthless piece of crap, all right? Yeah, they'll rape the poor guy's wife. Yeah, what the hell? Any guy in his right mind would kill that son of a bitch, you know? Any guy. What the hell? I would. Anybody would. Just normal. You know, it's a normal act. And for this guy to be arrested for, you know, defending his house and his wife is absurd. Unbelievable. Anyway, there's another one. No charges for dad who killed daughter's molester. Well, hey, I think that's a good idea, too. In Texas, a Texas Ranger who beat his daughter's accused molester to death? That's a good idea. Why not? You know, I have no problems with that, guys. You know, no
problems whatsoever with that. Africans are lazy, good at sex, and theft. Wow, this is something that the remarkable Donald Trump once again said. And I mean, what kind of a shit would do to say stupid shit like that? The guy's crazy. Just crazy. Well, he's just crazy. You know, he really is. He's just crazy. This is something they quoted from World News back in October of last year. Trump, once again, U.S. business magnate Donald Trump has expressed his deep disgust for Africans by referring to them as lazy fools, only good at eating, lovemaking, and thuggery. So, speaking in Indianapolis, Trump, who is also the Republican presidential torchbearer, reiterated his promise to deport Africans, especially those of Kenyan origin, including their son Barack Obama. You're dealing with a freaking guy who's out of his mind. You know? Okay. These are the people America doesn't need, he says. They are the enemies of progress. Look at African countries like Kenya, for instance. Those people are stealing from their own government and go to invest the money in foreign countries. We do the same thing. What the hell are you talking about? That's the American way. And from the government to opposition, they only qualify to be used as a case study whenever bad examples are required. How do you trust even those who have run away to hide here in the United States, hiding behind education? I hear they abuse me in their blogs, but I don't care because even the internet they are using is ours, and we can decide to switch it off from this side. There are people who import everything, including matchsticks. In my opinion, most of these African countries ought to be recolonized again for another 100 years because they know nothing about leadership and self-governance, explained Trump bitterly as he illuminated how he plans to reconstruct America and restore its past glory. I promise to make America great again by restoring our dignity, and we have since lost through Obama. And the more reason why I still believe that he and his Kenyan brothers and sisters should be deported back to Kenya to make America safe. Some sources have indicated that Trump's thrush did not augur well with the Carson camp, and they have said since distanced themselves from the words. I'm surprised, but anyway, this is what he did. I mean, this is Donald Trump. You know, I mean, you know, he's got a great campaign going, but it's totally based on hate. You know, just amazing. I got off here, and I'm sorry. I didn't realize we got disconnected here. There's an argument that's going on that I got involved with, and I'm sorry I did. I'm sorry, folks. I got distracted and I got off here. Back a year ago, there was a post that I put up, and it was called "No Person Should Hold Power Over a Nation for This Long." And here's a thing. In 1947, Congress limited the president to two terms, stating too much power for too long is a threat to our freedom. The same holds true in Congress. A guy named Senator Leahy is 74 years old and has spent 40 years in Congress. Orrin Hatch, 80 years old, spent 38 years in Congress. Mikulski, 78 years old and spent 38 years in Congress. A guy named Roberts, 34 years in Congress, 78 years old. Reed, Harry Reid, everybody knows that name. 75-year-old guy, and he's had 32 years in the Senate. Imagine that. Schumer, 64 years old, 34 years in the Senate. John McCain, the great John McCain, 78-year-old Wonder Boy, 32 years in the Senate. Shelby, I don't know his first name, but 80 years old, 36 years in the Senate. It's amazing, yeah. Oh, everybody knows Mitch McConnell. He's 73 years old and he's had 30 years in Congress. Now, isn't it time to change these guys? I mean, come on. Oh, God, mighty. 30 years in the Senate, 50 years, 40 years in the Senate. It's just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. But anyway. I get a biggest kick, you know, things. Really. I really do. Oh. You know, the truth hurts, folks. The truth really hurts. I mean, you can't deny it. I've fought this my whole life, and you know, just the way it is. Just the way it is. And here's the king of crap. The greatest king. Paul Ryan is the king of cruel and the corrupt with politicians. Universal health care now. Put Paul Ryan and all health insurance companies out of business. This piece of work. This guy, where the hell do they get a guy like this? You know, where do these guys crawl out from, you know, and get put in public office? I mean, it's just frightening to think of what happens here, and, you know. Now, this article is from The Intellectualist, through Reuters via AOL and on and on and on. But I'm not going to say who wrote it. So he remains anonymous. But the U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan called on Wednesday for an end to Obamacare financial protections for people with serious medical conditions, saying these consumers should be placed in a high-risk pools, and they should be paying all this excessive amounts of money for their for medical health. In election year remarks that could shed light on an expected Republican health care alternative, Ryan said existing federal policy that prevents insurers from charging sick people higher rates for health coverage has raised costs for healthy consumers while undermining choice and competition. The rule of cornerstone or a cornerstone of President Barack Obama's affordable health care, has been praised by patient advocates for providing access to Medicare for people who previously could not afford private health insurance. The Affordable Health Care Act also bars insurers from excluding coverage for existing conditions. Less than 10% of people under 65 are what we call people with pre-existing conditions who are very kind of uninsurable. Ryan, a Wisconsin Republican, told a student audience at Georgetown University, "Let's fund risk pools at the state level to subsidize their coverage so they can get their affordable coverage," he said. "You dramatically lower the price for everyone else. You make health insurance so much more affordable, so much more competitive, and open up competition. Charging the same rates to individuals, regardless of the medical history, is also a key part of a group health plan in the private sector." House Republicans, after repeated votes to repeal Obamacare, have promised to produce their own alternative to Affordable Health Care Act as part of a broader agenda intended to attract voters in the November 8th political season. So anyway, I don't know, man. I don't know. These guys just make me sick. This is something very, very important that came up today, and I wanted to read it last night. Sorry, folks. Again, we kind of lost our connection here. I apologize. We're coming to the end of the program, and I'm sorry about the communication problem we had this evening. I hope we can do better next week with this. So please forgive me. The show must go on. I have no idea what's going on here. Sorry, folks. I'm sorry. My program was hacked this evening, and I lost communication here for some time. We're back, I believe, and hopefully we are. Sorry. Again, I hope we can correct this next week. In the meantime, I apologize, and we're at the end of the program. And good night, everybody. And please, if you can, support your local unions.